part of the yard, and we'd never get the rest of it fixed. First thing you know, it'd be rotted down. We'd just, that's the way we done.
Well, what about the fences to keep for the stock? What would they be?
Rail, usually. We use, well, on the last part, well, we use wire just like everybody else when we got able to buy it. And fence with wire, but
when you use the wire fence, you'd have to dig holes and
yeah, we drove posts. We'd sharpen the post and drive them.
Oh, I see.
We didn't dig holes.
You didn't dig any holes.
We'd take a postal jobber and punch a hole in the ground and set the post in it. Usually, we'd have build a little old stool, wide like that. Build it about so high like that. You set that thing down there and get up on it with a big old post mall, and down the ground you'd put it.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm learning something for sure. Well, did you ever think, did people ever make a fence or a wall out of loose rock or something like they get out of a field?
I've got a rock wall out there on my place.
Oh, you do? The one that's about 3 miles out?
That's from my daddy's.
80 acres, yeah.
And the way we'd do that, you'd build that rock, you'd lay them in there, and you'd leave an open place in the middle of it. And then you'd pile all the little rocks on the inside like that, and that there made it hold the wash to where it. And I wouldn't have that there rock wall tore down, none of the rock walls that my daddy's put up there. I'll just leave it like
they're
it
still,
is.
They're still out there even then. That's
and the well, it's got about 6 or maybe 10, maybe 15 copperheads in it now. 6. They were 6 run in it last.
You'd have a fit over that, wouldn't
you? It was about 6.
She'd worried over a gardener's neck.
They were 6, I guess. But I run in there. I couldn't kill them, and I just run them in there, and they're still in there. They couldn't get out. It's dug down through that solid rock. And then the rest of it's walled up. What wasn't solid rock about 4 or 5 foot down to solid rock, and then the rest of that wall just solid rock wall.
Well, what would they use to carry water in, like when you were born?
My water buckets, just like.
What would they be made of?
Well, galvanized. A part of them would be galvanized buckets, and then we had that enamel. We called it enamel on the buckets. And
did they ever have any wood buckets?
Well, some people had the wooden cedar buckets. But we never did. We never did have them. I've seen a lot of them.
What about what they carry milk in?
Well, they had the big aluminum buckets or just. We used 8-pound lard buckets and things like that a lot to get our milk in.
Well, what about a bucket that you might use to, when you go to feed the hogs?
We call that a slop bucket.
Yeah.
But we'd get an old 5-gallon oil can or something other like that and cut the top out of it. And use them for slop buckets.
What about what would they fry eggs in?
Skillet.
When you were a boy, did they use the skillet in the fireplace or on the stove?
They used it on the stove, or they'd rake out some flour on the hearth if you didn't want to build a flour in the cook stove and cook them that way.
What about something that they might use to boil water in?
Weak old tea kettle, just like that there.
Just like, it had one just like that, yeah.
Well, ours, I believe ours was enamel.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about something a little bit bigger than that, like the boiled potatoes in? What would they call that?
Oh, dinner pot. We had a dinner pot too. I don't know whatever happened to it.
Oh, you used to have one of those?
Mm-hmm. Now I've got mother's old fashioned skillet that you rake out flour on the hearth,
mm-hmm.
and put the flour under it, and then you put flour on top of it like that and bake bread in it.
Baked bread in it?
Baked bread in that.
Oh.
I've got one of them.